the trend is for smaller income tax refunds. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 13th of February. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. We'll get to that story in just a moment. Stocks rose today on the hope, there's that word again, that there will be a positive movement regarding a U.S.-China trade deal. The Universal Basic Income Program by presidential hopeful Andrew Yang is being put to the test in Iowa and New Hampshire, and we'll have Mr. Yang in for the interview later today. The supplier of talc for Johnson & Johnson baby powder just filed for bankruptcy protection. Companies are beefing up their benefits in the hope of attracting and retaining their workers. In one case, it's paid parental leave, and in the other, it's paying for college. We'll give you the details. Once again, those stories, the markets, and our 2020 presidential hopeful Andrew Yang, all coming your way today on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, realestateconcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. You can find us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, for those of you who are expecting a big tax refund this year, surprise, things have changed. Under the previous tax code, about 75% of taxpayers were receiving a refund. But early data from the IRS shows that while returns received are down by over 12%, total refund issued has fallen by nearly twice as much, down to 24%. In the view of the Treasury, the new system in which fewer people receive a refund is more balanced than the previous tax system. And that, say economists, is a good thing, unless, of course, you were hoping for a larger refund. You see, people should be a good thing because they'll use that money to invest in maybe the stock market, which last year paid about 7%. Now, all of that is true unless you are like the majority of Americans who are living paycheck to paycheck, and then what you make, you're spending. So that tax refund, extra money? Not so much. The markets moved upward today in the hope that the U.S. and China trade deal can come together soon. However, the Dow did come off its session high to close up 117 points to 25,543. The NASDAQ also lost ground in late trading, falling from its session high to close up just 5 points at 7420, and the S&P 500 gained 8 points to close at 2753. Most of the optimism was driven by the hope the U.S. and China can avoid the prospects of extending tariffs as the March deadline approaches, where $200 billion worth of Chinese goods could see an increase in tariffs from 10% to 25%. We'll have all those numbers later in the newscast. Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang is putting his money where his mouth is. He's giving families $1,000 a month to promote his proposal for a universal basic income. That's a reoccurring government-funded stipend for all American adults with no strings attached. The 44-year-old New York City entrepreneur turned presidential hopeful will distribute $1,000 of his personal fortune to one family in Iowa and one in New Hampshire. Those, of course, are the first two states on the presidential caucus and primary calendar. Every month, he's going to be giving $1,000 every month to prove the efficiency of his so-called freedom dividend. A handful of countries, including India, Canada, and most recently Finland, have experimented with versions of a basic universal income, which some studies show help boost an economy and allow workers to find better jobs. Preliminary results from Finland's nationwide test show that it didn't necessarily lead to gains in employment, but it did improve beneficiaries' health and well-being. Coming up later today, we'll have Andrew Yang in for the interview. Emory's Talc America, which supplies talc for products including Johnson & Johnson's baby powder, filed for bankruptcy protection in an effort to end nearly a decade's worth of lawsuits claiming its products causes cancer. The unit of Paris-based Emory's SA and two other subsidiaries filed for Chapter 11 protection in Delaware today, citing the more than, get this, 14,000 claims the company faces in U.S. courts. Most have been brought by women alleging that Emory's talc caused their ovarian cancer. Others say they have mesothelioma brought on by asbestos in the talc. Under Chapter 11, the units can set up a trust to deal with the current talc cases and any future claims. It will also corral the cases under a single judge and allow Emory's to pressure plaintiffs to accept lower settlements. Today, jeans maker Levi Strauss & Company filed documents to list itself on the New York Stock Exchange. As the 145-year-old company seeks to return to the public markets after being gone for more than three decades. The company said it intends to raise $100 million in net proceeds and list under the LEVI symbol. The size of the IPO stated in preliminary filings is a placeholder used to calculate registration fees. The final size of the IPO could be much different. The company first went public back in 1971, but descendants of founder Levi Strauss took the company private in 1984. In its latest quarterly report, the company said sales rose by nearly 9% to $1.5 billion. Levi Strauss sells products in over 50,000 retail locations, including about 3,000 standalone stores and shops. Well, if you want to attract and retain workers, you've got to be creative in this tight labor market, and that is exactly what's happening over at Lululemon. Today, we learned the company is beefing up its benefits to attract and retain workers, offering full-time employees 3 to 6 months of paid paternal leave. The gender-neutral benefit awards 3 months of paid leave to full-time workers who have been at the yoga wear company for 2 years. Employees with 5 or more years at the firm qualify for 6 paid months off. At Lululemon, workers are considered, get this, full-time if they work 24 hours a week. Employees working in Canada already receive some paid parental leave, a portion of which comes from the government's unemployment insurance program. Not to be outdone when it comes to beefing up benefits to retain workers, today Papa John's Pizza said it is offering its employees full tuition at Purdue University's online classes, part of the chain's efforts to shift the narrative away from the missteps of its founder. The benefit, which will be offered to both Papa John's corporate employees and restaurant workers, will apply to classes at Purdue University Global. That's part of the higher education system operated by the college in West Lafayette, Indiana. The company estimates the benefit will cost about $5,200 per person per year, and it plans to add other university partners in the future. Well, optimism of a deal between China and the United States drove the markets higher today, but the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all came off session highs in the final hour of trading. The Dow closed up 117 points and change to 25,543. The NASDAQ gained 5 points to end the session at 7420, and the S&P 500 was up by 8 points, ending at 2753. Energy stocks got a boost from higher oil prices. The S&P 500 energy sector gained more than 1%, led by Newfield Exploration, Apache, and Devon Energy, as West Texas Intermediate crude futures rose by 1.5% to $53.96 a barrel. President Donald Trump suggested yesterday that he might be able to postpone the current deadline of early March so that both sides can reach a deal. What are we talking about? The China-U.S. trade spat. The positive sentiment in equity markets also linked to a tentative deal on border security funding, which could prevent another government shutdown. Busy day in D.C. Gold fell today by $1.10 to $1,308.10 an ounce. Oil gained 86 cents and, as we said, ended the day at $53.96 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note picked up a bit, paying 2.70%. One other thing, the U.S. dollar is strengthening, which is a mixed bag, especially with exports. You see, a stronger dollar means stuff is more expensive overseas. It's always something, isn't it? When we come back, 2020 presidential candidate Andrew Yang will join us. Earlier, we had the story about the universal basic income test, and we'll quiz him on that and more. It's coming up right here on the Business News Hour.